Om Ajnanti Midandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatharine Bansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I am sincerely grateful and deeply honored for this opportunity to be with all of you today. We are observing International Yoga Day. Govardhan Eco Village is a community that is trying to instill the principle of yoga in all aspects of life. I am so happy, so grateful that Anmol and Archie, you have come to establish the Govardhan School of Yoga. I have no words to express how grateful I am. Anmol and Archie, I believe you are two of the most wonderful, compassionate, and comprehensive yoga teachers in the world, because you are giving all of your students and the world so much of what is at the heart of yoga. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells yoginam api sarvesham madgatena dharatmana Shradavan bhajateyo mamsame yuktata mamata. Krishna tells that of all yogis, one who abides in me with great faith is most perfect in yoga. Samadhi siddhir ishwara pranidhanat. Patanjali Yoga echoes the same principle, that the perfection of samadhi is taking shelter of Ishvara, the Supreme Lord. Bhaktya Twananyaya Shakya Aham Evam Vidurjana. The Bhagavad Gita culminates with this idea of bhakti. Bhakti means unconditional, unmotivated love. When we water the root of the tree, every part of the tree is nourished. When we awaken from within our hearts the original natural love that is inherent within the soul, love for the Supreme, love for God who has many names, that love is ananda, It brings true happiness. To love God and to be an instrument of God's love is truly the essence of yoga. It's at the heart of religion, and it's the most beautiful goal of life. The body and the mind are vulnerable to suffering and distress. When the body is trying to find pleasure in this external world, then inevitably we have to suffer. Dukkhalaya mashashvatam, because everything is temporary. Jamar mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha nadarushanam. Old age, disease, and death are inevitable. But the Atma, the soul, is seeking its own natural pleasure. Najayate mriyate vakatachit. The Bhagavad Gita tells, for the soul there is no birth, there is no death. The soul can never be disturbed by disease, by calamity. The things of this world cannot disrupt the nature of the soul. Anandamayo byashat, because the soul's inherent nature in the deepest level is beyond even liberation of suffering. It is the divine, eternal, positive experience of love. To feel the Supreme Lord's love and to share that love through our words, our actions, our thoughts, through our will. The Bhagavad Gita tells, Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhratam sarva duputanam gyatva mam shanti mrichchati. We are all looking for peace because it is inherent, within us. And we can find that peace by awakening our souls. Yoga is the science, the art, the culture, the lifestyle in which we realize our truest potential. To be instruments of grace, to be instruments of love. Like a lotus flower could be in a very muddy place, but still, it is fresh and fragrant because its roots are deeply steeped in the earth, below the water. And similarly, when our consciousness is rooted in our very source, the soul, then even in muddy, difficult, turbulent situations of this world, we can be at peace. We can preserve our integrity, our character. We can find happiness and give happiness in God's love. The body, through the Hatha Yoga system, reaches greater potential of flexibility and health. Because these things make us happy. And they also equip us to perform our duties, our seva, more efficiently. The mind could be very turbulent. The Bhagavad Gita tells that for the mind that is uncontrolled, it is our greatest enemy. But when the mind is controlled, it is our best of friends. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. Krishna tells in Gita, I am in the heart of every living being, and I am everyone's ever well-wishing friend. When our minds remember our relationship with Krishna, with the Supreme, then not only do we realize that in every situation we have an ever well-wishing friend, but we can be a well-wishing friend to the body, minds, and souls of others. To harmonize the body with the mind, and to harmonize the mind with the heart and the soul is what bhakti yoga is. Everything is united in our will to serve with love. These times, there is much darkness and suffering. In my own life, I personally, almost every day, consoling grieving families who are losing loved ones, participating in memorial service where communities are mourning for the loss of loved ones. How to bring light and happiness in such a situation when even I myself am grieving for the loss of loved ones? This is the great secret of yoga. Even in times of sorrow, even in times when we are sharing sorrow with others, there's a place deep inside of us where there is eternal joy. From that place, we can perceive the eternal soul within all living beings. And we can appreciate the immortal nature of life itself in all of its manifestations. There is a saying, God is great. In the Bhakti Yoga school, the greatness of God is not just the power of creation, maintenance, and annihilation of universes. Beyond that greatness is the greatness of God's sweetness, God's love, and the joy that God gives all living beings who connect with Him. Samadhi Siddhir Ishwara Pranidhanat. Patanjali Yogi is telling that this love that is found in the shelter of the Supreme is the perfection of yoga, because it is what everyone is longing for, searching for, It is the natural inheritance for you, for me, for all beings. Jeev jago gona chandrapole. To wake up to our eternal spiritual nature is the highest purpose of yoga. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati na Kankshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Matpaktim Labhate Param. The Gita tells, one who has realized their eternal nature, one who is reconnected with our own souls, Brahma Bhuta, is Prasanatma, forever joyful. Even in the sorrows of life, even in the challenges, in this world of dualities, there is an inner joy. In such a state, we see all living beings with equal vision, because we see everyone is a child of the same Supreme Source, Sri Radha, Sri Krishna, the eternal female and male aspects of the Lord are the mother and fathers of every living being. We are all truly brothers and sisters in spirit. To actually appreciate God's presence in every heart is the platform where true compassion in its deepest level can manifest. In such a state, the Gita tells, one wants to serve the Supreme Lord in loving devotion by serving all of God's children and the environment, which is God's creation, God's property. It is sacred. If we are feeling true compassion for other living beings, then it is so important to understand that the sacred creation of the environment around us, everyone is totally dependent on. Mother Nature gives gifts. Yoga is the education, how to reciprocate by honoring those gifts and sharing those blessings with others. Govardhan School of Yoga is an institution dedicated to sharing all of these various aspects of the blessings of yoga for good physical health, for mental peace, and especially for the awakening of the love of the soul. Arti and Anmol, you are such wonderful teachers and such wonderful human beings, and I'm so grateful and so proud of you. And to all of your students throughout the world, I want to express this message. Sara Grahi Janardana, If we seek the essence, the essence will be revealed to us. Do not be distracted from your daily practice, because it is there that you can communicate with the divinity within yourself. And then you have something so valuable, so rich, and so important to share with others. In giving, we do receive. That is a spiritual principle. I wish to thank you. I pray, I sincerely pray with my heart, that our beloved Lord showers infinite grace, blessings, mercy upon all of you and your families and loved ones. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. May you all be healthy. May you all be happy. Thank you very much.